Was riding through my mama hood, rolling in Jeep. I ain't playing with you, boy. I'm playing for keeps. Trying to pray on the weak. I ain't talking too much. I only say what I mean. I bring the whole city out every time that I'm home. How you all about business, but don't be minding your own. Don't forgive me for my sins, Tone. I'll let it be well known. Yeah. Daydreaming while I'm scheming on a text. Steady plotting as I'm thinking on the next. Yeah. Confident, although I found myself compressed. Overthinking, worrying, I must confess. Yeah. Even though sometimes I wish I was exaggerating. And all my problems were just figments of imagination. The smartest who had dropped out your graduation. I think that thing the scam. Somebody had to say it. Caught up in the matrix. I had to find a way out. Lost too many sweaters with it getting played out. Student loan forgiveness. All my debt was finally paid out. Appreciate it because the gutter I come straight out. The bottom of bottoms to the top of the tops. And that power washing van that I just bought for my pops. I talk to him every now and then, more often than not. We upgrade the next time that I drop. But for now, I was riding through my mama hood, rolling in Jeep. I ain't playing with you, boy, I'm playing for keeps. Trying to pray on the weak. I ain't talking too much, I only say what I mean. I bring the whole city out every time that I'm home. You all about business, but don't be minding your own. Lord, forgive me for my sins, I'm just trying to atone. I'll let it be well known. Yeah, I heard the cage bird sing, and it's a beautiful sound. And it'd be so much better, dog, if you was around. Why they had to kill my over a few little pounds. When I got robbed at high school, you even flew to the town. Couldn't really live with them, now I'm living without them. And you was just here with us, listening to the new album. Told me that it was a classic, better than my last. We used to have hoop dreams and skip all our classes. And now my dead and gone. Shed these tears as I pen this song. Should've got him out, I'll write my wrong. What I condone. Every got his flaws. Accounts is filled with withdrawals. I paint pictures as vivid because my feelings so raw. This I'm dealing with, it's no mistake that I was put in this position just to open gates. With the least offer, got the most to say. The funeral was too much, I couldn't show my face. Instead, I was riding through my mama hood, rolling in Jeep. I ain't playing with you, boy, I'm playing for keeps. Trying to pray on the weak. I ain't talking too much, I only say what I mean. I bring the whole city out every time that I'm home. How you all about business, but don't be minding your own. Lord, forgive me for my sins, I'm just trying to atone. I'll let it be well known.
This song is dedicated to my dog, Chuan Ross. We called him Pit. Got killed last summer in a shootout, and we used to be on the basketball team together, man, me and him.
Hello everybody, it's DJ Cola, and I am joined with
DJ Show Money.
You are listening to 90.7 FM. This is Clubhouse Radio, and we have a little bit of an interesting situation here. Do you want to explain, or do you want me to? Okay, I got it. So today is Friday the 28th, but not for us, because it's Thursday for us, because we're doing a pre-recorded show. But that being said, it is still going to be a Halloween special for you guys.
Yay.
You don't like Halloween?
I love Halloween.
Where's your enthusiasm?
Yay!
Yeah, there we go. Are you going to dress up?
I'm going to grab a mask.
A mask? Yeah.
I'm too broke.
Yeah, me too. I don't want to spend any money on a costume.
No. I would love to, but I'm broke.
You know what I'm going to do?
I have
this Santa shirt.
But I'm broke.
That I wear for pajamas, but I'm just going to Santa.
No, you don't understand. I want to, but I'm broke.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So I want money.
Oh.
Because I'm broke. And we'll be back after the local news.
What?
And weather.
From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Daily News. The Daily Freeman reports that the city of Kingston has launched its Community Choice Aggregation Program. According to a press release, the program will make it possible for the city to supply residents and small businesses with accessible and affordable green energy by pooling demand. According to the October 26 press release from Mayor Steve Noble's office, the program allows Kingston to purchase clean energy supply at bulk rates on behalf of its residents and small businesses while maintaining delivery service from Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corp. Community solar will be included in the community choice aggregation, making it possible for Kingston Community Energy to provide all residents, regardless of income level, with the benefits of locally generated clean energy. The city has chosen Mid-Hudson Energy Transition as the program administrator. Power Market, described as a market leader in community energy programs, will serve as Mid-Hudson Energy Transition's implementation partner. The release said it will take a year for the program to be established, starting with coordination and approvals through the State Public Service Commission, as well as community education and public outreach, renewable energy supply contracting, and monitoring and oversight. The city will host two public information meetings to provide an overview of the program online at noon and again at 6 p.m. on December 7th. Information is available at the City of Kingston website. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Mid-Hudson News reports that the September 2022 unemployment rate for the Hudson Valley region was 2.8%, down from 3.5% in August and down from 3.9% in 2021, according to the data reported by the State Labor Department. All counties in the Hudson Valley, with the exception of Greene and Delaware, recorded a jobless rate under 3% last month. The Columbia County rate decreased to 2.4% from 3% in August, while the September jobless rate in Greene County was 3.1%, down from 3.8% in August. The unemployment rates in Dutchess and Ulster counties in September were identical at 2.8%. And you can read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Paul Nelson is reporting for the Times Union. University at Albany police are working to identify a man they say posted stickers with hateful messages on campus and subsequently called a local broadcaster to pose as an innocent student who discovered the items. Investigators say the man was responsible for placing anti-Semitic and racist stickers on the UAlbany campus this week. University at Albany Police Chief Paul Burlingame said October 27th, the man in question is known to law enforcement. He took photos of the stickers and then called at least one local television station, pretending to be the person who found the material. Burlingame said, and I quote, he posed as a student to one of the other media outlets, saying he found the stickers on campus, but actually he posted the stickers on campus. We don't believe any student was involved in the incident as a complainant or as a suspect, end quote. The chief said the sequence of events is consistent with how the group has operated in the past. The Times Union has chosen not to identify the organization. The chief said the department launched an investigation into the matter after the story broke earlier this week. He said, and I quote, it's an individual who is known to law enforcement across the state. And this group has posted these same stickers on several other campuses in New York State. We really are trying not to help promote this group on their message, end quote. The offensive stickers were posted outside one of the residence halls and were quickly removed after being discovered. A university spokesman said less than a dozen stickers were found in two locations on campus. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, or community calendar. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, October 28th. Local early morning temperatures range from 30 degrees in Ashland to 40 in Germantown. Regional average soil temperature is 52 degrees. And snow falls today, 1,600 miles away, north of Santa Fe, New Mexico. And it's Friday, so the fall foliage forecast is as follows. Up on the mountain, Windham side is past peak and quickly fading. The Tannersville-Palinville side still has some color, but don't count on it lasting too much longer. According to ilovenewyork.com, in the Catskills, Green County foliage will be just past peak in the town of Catskill with nearly complete leaf change and yellow and orange leaves of average brilliance. Across the river, the peak is running south now in the Hopewell Junction and Beacon area. For those out there catching the last of the colors, it's going to be a cold day ahead. We hit 55 degrees at 3 p.m. Overnight, cloud cover opens up and lets the heat out. We drop to 30, yes, 30 degrees overnight, taking us into a cool Saturday with a quick recovery, hitting 61 degrees at 3 p.m. A mild 35 degrees overnight takes us into a similar Sunday, hitting 63 degrees. After dark, rain chances roll into the area, and Monday, so far, calls for rain with a high of 63. High tide today will be at 5:12 a.m. Low tide will be at 11:51 a.m. And high tide will happen once again at 5:34 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 55 degrees, and the tidal strength will be high. Sunset today will be at 5:42 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:19 a.m. Way up, we see fireballs are lighting up the night sky for viewers as the torrid meteor swarm is picking up. This weekend should be great for viewing. Solar wind speed is currently 419 kilometers per second at 8.6 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently terrible until dark, then fair below 8 megahertz overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 3. Quiet. The current sunspot number is 72. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Maker Syndicate. Reminding you, we're still in pledge drive time, and now is the best time you could find to head on over to WGXE.org. Hit that big, easy donate button and help out your community radio station.
Heads roll on the floor. Glitter on. Hello, hello, hello. We're back.
We are back.
How's it going?
Pretty good. So we had a little bit of a slip up. That wasn't the news. That was the song.
It was everything at once.
That's pretty scary.
It was magical.
See.
Did I say magical?
Mr. Shamani here is going to go in and post and add his magic effect. So I don't know what he's going to do to that.
Are you sure?
I hope so. You're the sound engineer.
How positive are you? No, I'm just playing. all right, people. Well, good, right? Look, it's 27th for us. It's 28th for y'all. This is probably going to be our last show. Well, for this month.
Yeah, obviously.
Because, you know.
We ain't going nowhere.
It's going to be Halloween.
That's right.
Are y'all excited
for Halloween? Spooky season.
I know I'm excited for Halloween. I like Halloween. What you like? What's your favorite holiday?
You know, would it be cliche to say Halloween right now?
Yes.
I do like Halloween.
Spooky, scary skeletons.
I mean, who really likes Thanksgiving or Easter or those ones, right?
You're right on that one. You're very
right. It's usually between, for most people, I find it's between like Christmas and Halloween. Those are the two big ones, I feel.
Yeah, that's true.
Nobody's waking up and being like,
you know what?
I love President's Day. It's my favorite holiday. Nobody's waking up saying that type of stuff.
You don't know what I'm really scared for Halloween?
What are you scared
of? I'm going to walk around and I'm going to see ghosts.
Ghouls?
Ghouls and ghosts. Because you want to know who I'm going to have to call?
Who are you going to have to call?
We'll find out. There was really something strange going on in my house.
In the neighborhood?
Like I was terrified.
Yeah, there was something strange going on in the neighborhood.
Honestly, I had no idea what to do. There was something strange. Something strange in the neighborhood. Who you gonna call? Ghostbusters! There's something weird. And so, was there something weird going on in your neighborhood?
I don't even know how to call.
I seen a green monster. Yeah, he was terrified.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Like, he was really terrified.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
You're not scared of ghosts? Because I'm terrified.
Nah.
You know why I'm so terrified?
Why?
It was like a marshmallow guy. It was like 30 feet. So I had to call someone.
Why didn't they just, like, eat him in the movie? Like, in the Ghostbusters movie? Couldn't they just have ate him to win?
I don't think he was actually marshmallows.
Yeah, he was like ectoplasm. I mean, still. Still?
My question is, like, how did that become a ghost?
I don't know.
You feel me? I had to call a Ghostbuster. If you could be any ghost, like, if you could be a colored ghost, what color would your ghost be? For example, right? Let's say you turned into a ghost.
I would be invisible. I wouldn't want anybody seeing me.
Look, think about it, right? Let's say, like, there's, like, a ghost world.
Yeah.
And everyone's, like, different. Excuse me. And everyone's a different color. What color would you be?
I would be, like, multiple colors, for sure.
You could only be one color.
Fine.
You're a ghost.
Hot pink.
Who's gonna be scared of a hot pink ghost?
I don't. I'm gonna be Casper. I'm gonna be like Casper, the friendly ghost.
I'll be green.
I knew you were gonna say that. No, I'm not a psychic. I just know your favorite color.
What if it was the Ghostbusters?
Oh.
What if I turned into the Ghostbusters?
So, guys, we have a guest here.
Hi. What's going on?
Pretty good. We were recording our segment. You want to just jump in instead? Yeah, that works perfectly.
I turned the mic on for you and everything. Yeah. You're always welcome.
A spooky surprise guest for a nice Halloween theme.
Spooky. Spooky.
Imagine an eyeball just walking into the building. Just an eyeball just looking at everybody.
Where are you coming from?
Scoping you out.
Yeah, no, that's a great question, though.
Hello, everybody. Boo.
Boo.
Oh. This is Badila. Boo, Dila.
I have a question.
Yeah.
What's your opinion on Halloween?
Frankly, I haunt my... I can't hear myself, so if I'm being heard, you can't tell me. I cannot hear me. But it's okay, I can hear you. I haunt my house.
You haunt your house.
I haunt my house, and I like the whole idea of the fun of the dressing up. I'm not into the bloody, gory.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't really like that because I don't like to see a violent kind of... the allure that that has, you know, and I don't like to see children kind of desensitized to blood and gore. That's not cool. But what I like is the fun of dressing up and the candy a little bit once in a while. I like the dressing up the house and just making it look so different and making it kind of festive.
Like the festive spirit,
It's festive, but we do a lot of humor in ours. Like, you're not going to believe what I'm going to be this year.
What are you going to be?
I can't tell you. Somebody else might try to pull it off and it might get it better.
Okay.
But I'm going to just think about, let me think.
Skeletons?
I usually do all kinds of, mystical people. Like, I'll dress up and be something. Yeah, I actually do believe in magic and miracles, so I do mystical things, but I usually dress up the house. I put, like, lights, you know, light shows. I put a lot of jump out. I used to take this big, fluffy spider, and I would jump out of my house, you know, and I would say, you want candy? You know, come and get it. They have to come up on the porch, and they see this creepy spider in my hand, so they have to think, do I want to get that candy, or do I want to, you know, maybe get attacked by that spider? And I've had high school kids who were chaperoning younger siblings.
Oh, no, that's crazy.
Run across the street.
Oh, yeah, I'm going.
Wow, leaving them this year.
Just because I happened to throw a spider, you know.
Oh, yeah, I'm going. I'm leaving my little
It home. Landed on somebody.
No, that's good, though. You're combining the tricks and the treats. You're keeping them on your feet.
You want a treat?
Your candy isn't free.
Get a treat.
I'm just going to give you free candy?
I'm just
going to
give you candy.
You got to prove yourself.
I'm leaving my little cousin.
Oh, please. And then, come on, at least have a costume. They come in, they have their regular school clothes on, not even a mask. I said, come on, at least make a face. Like, screw up your face. Something. Give me something to work with. Because it's supposed to be fun. Like, last year I did Hocus Pocus. Actually, we did a lip sync show.
Really?
I wrote a play a while ago called Revival of the Fittest.
Speaking of
and
Hocus
we call
Pocus,
that, I did the whole
did,
scene.
Did you hear about Hocus Pocus 2?
Coming back, I heard. They came back.
I watched it. It's on Disney Plus.
I want to see it. Don't tell me anything.
I won't.
Do not spoil it.
I
love that movie. I did not like that little girl. I'm sorry. She was such a creepy girl.
All I'm going to say is that there are some characters that come back better than ever.
Oh.
With a new cast.
I want Winifred
back.
That's
a good way to put it.
I want Winifred back and her sisters. Because the thing is, the way that they took them out, I thought it was just kind of callous. I mean, come on. They went so far. They had to come all the way back. All their spells were working. That one little creepy girl.
I'm going to just say one thing. It's a thrilling ride.
Okay, that's it. Speaking of movies... Woman King. I saw that movie. And by the way, we could have a trip if people want to go. I spoke to my supervisor. She's willing to have
to sponsor a trip to go there.
So if you want to, let me know because we'll get a bus and head over to the theater. It's right there in Hudson.
When I seen the trailer.
Wow.
Matter of fact, when I seen the trailer, I seen it around the same time. I seen the Black Panther trailer, the Wakanda
Forever. The new one. Oh, man, it's just such a prideful thing. Because, you know, something is really bothersome when our story is always told starting with slavery, which is ridiculous because hundreds of thousands of years. There's just such a story that's not ever recognized. And one of them, about the women, these Amazon women warriors, and they do touch on the reason why there are so many women warriors when there could be men warriors, because a lot of the men were stolen and sold. But they do also talk about some of the issues that causes that to happen. Like, for example, from the research I've done, I know when the Ghanaian royalty came up to Hempstead, Long Island, in the 90s, and they came with a whole tour of the country asking for forgiveness for their role in the traffic of people. And some of the story came out where a lot of them were threatened. Like, if you don't give us so many of people, we'll take them from your group. So what happened was they were surely I'll give them theirs instead of mine. But a lot of stuff went on in that. And I don't want to even get into it because it's a very, very deep and troubling history. But the reality is, in that movie, they bring back the glory, the power, the majesty of Dahomey. And they also show you a lot of the the forgotten history. Because even when you talk about it, like I even heard Kanye, who comes and goes with some brilliance and some other stuff, he did mention how in the National Museum of African American History and Culture, which I visited, they do start the story very little bit of ancient history, and it goes right into slave times, which was really unfortunate because there were thousands of years of, I mean, like thriving, wonderful dynasties with technology that we enjoy now, and people didn't even realize they had flushing toilets, running water, underwater, underground sewage. People don't understand it was going on such a long time, things that we're thinking now are modern, because we're never told. And not to mention all of that art in museums everywhere else but on the continent, where the kids could have that pride of knowing, yes, my ancestors made the Benin bronzes and all these phenomenal, enormous sculptures and wood. I mean, they don't know their story. They don't know their glory because they're not told that in school. And now, little by little, these movies are coming out, bringing us thoughts of, yeah, there's some grandeur. There's some marvel. And it's very positive.
To be honest, when I seen it, like when I just seen the trailer.
You got to see that movie, man. You got to see it. I mean, we were at the edge of our seats the whole movie.
The lead actor gave me like a black, like a serious
Viola
version.
Davis.
Whoa! He gave me like a serious version of like, I don't know, when I just saw the trailer, I thought it was like another version of like a Black Panther movie.
I can't even tell. I'm not going to spoil it. I'm not going to spoil it.
It made me feel like it was like serious. I was like, you know what?
Did you feel like, did you swell with pride just seeing that? I mean, like, that's what happens. We needed that.
I mean, well,
we need that to see, to let us know better.
Yes and no, because I feel like I didn't really get that much from the trailer.
Ah, you didn't get a lot from the trailer. You guys see the movie. Because, like, Black Panther, like, I was there when it opened. We were wearing, we all came dressed in black, and we all were prideful. We came thick, you know, we came rolling in there thick, make sure everyone. And I've seen that movie maybe 4 times already in the same month. And I think I'll see it again soon, because after having over a year not looking at it, I want to just look at it again, because
this never gets old.
Like, it's just wonderful to see yourself pridefully, like beautiful, and not dependent on anybody. Because I always say, man, Africa is not poor and does not need aid from anybody, doesn't need loans from anybody. So when I say that, I mean it, because the vast abundance of natural mineral wealth, coltan alone, would make me think that should be the wealthiest place on the planet, which it is, but the poorest because of design, you know, by deliberate mismanagement of their wealth. But, and it's not, you know, that they don't want to do well. There's a lot of story that we're not told. We need to go and do a possibly best an on-site experience, which we'll talk about later, because we're planning an on-site experience. We're going to Tanzania with some of my adult mentees. We're going next January. But before that, we have a lot of news. I wanted to make sure you know, tomorrow is the big Halloween special at Light Forms in Hudson.
So that is actually today for our listeners.
Oh, because they're going to hear that. This is Friday.
Yeah. That's today.
What I meant was.
again, we are in a different time zone.
Later on this evening, you're going to come to Light Forms. And not only is there a Halloween special with prizes for most creative, most scary, and most funny costumes, but there's also a lip sync show. That's kind of based on.
Could they lip sync this song?
They can lip sync whatever they prepared for. We'll get the music.
Halloween.
Oh, I like that. That movie too. That movie, The Nightmare Before Christmas. I'm sorry. I like that Boogeyman.
I like the Boogeyman.
The Boogeyman.
He was dope, man. He was like just like so full of himself. It was just, the way they unraveled him was rude. That was so well done.
It was really an iconic song.
It was well done. The whole movie, that song. In the beginning, how well they put it together, that whole scene of Halloween, fantastic. Yeah. Well, there might be some of that going on later on this evening at the Halloween party. And lip sync. I'll be doing a lip sync of a very regular, of a very, very phenomenally appreciable artist. But how I will look as I'm doing that song is going to be the mystery of my costume, which I cannot share. But I can give you one clue. Think about the weather.
Think about what?
The weather.
The weather. Fall.
The weather.
Are you going to be storming?
Or not?
I will not tell you anything else.
All right.
But think
leaving
weather.
It.
I'll leave it there.
And something also, spiritual with
so
the weather.
Tomorrow, Saturday, is the bum, 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 bum. That's the Halloween party at the New Hudson Home Base Clubhouse. Ooh, at 11 Warren
Street. Costume party. Okay.
You gotta come and bring it. It's gonna be full of wonderful music, animation, and Mr. Goonga's doing his iconic catch and eat whoever he can catch and eat. He's gonna do monster tag, where he builds himself a little hut and he just catches whatever characters they might be and whatever costumes they're wearing. They go in the hut and they're put away for later repast. Unless they get away.
Okay.
Beware.
And I have one question about that.
Also, every weekend, every Friday from 8 to 10 at the Light Forums, and in case you don't know where it is, it's the 743 Columbia Street in Hudson, right at the top of Columbia Street near Little Debbie's and all that around that edge. There's a nice, I forget the name of the Latina restaurant there, right next to it. So good food and stuff. Well, we're having open mic. You can sing, you can dance, you can do duets, you can read poetry, whatever you want. But the open mic, you just come and express yourself. And that's a very good opportunity for anybody, any age, to go in there and get it out of your system, what you want to share.
Yeah, that is awesome.
Yeah.
You might see me driving down.
Come on down there, man. Lord, you got to come on, because I like what you do. And you too, Shahi, get on down there and bring your gifts.
Most definitely will.
Come on. And there's a clubhouse there, like, you know, there are things that go on. This clubhouse, there's Philmont, and there's Hudson. What I would like to see is folks come down to Hudson for the circus on Monday 3, or come to the percussion ensemble. Sometimes it can come on Thursdays at 5:30. You can come and cook with us. We have cooking conversations. Ooh. And it's not cooking. It's cooking with an apostrophe. Because we have hot topics. We even have a red top table.
You're making it spicy.
Always. Oh, I'm a foodie. You know. Oh, my God.
The food I love and the conversations.
Food. That's it. We want it to be where you're going to have the food. We make the meal together. And as we're cooking it, we're talking about what's on our mind, and then we have to sit down and eat.
Okay.
We just bring out and express ourselves about topics of their interest, whether we agree or not.
Food always tastes better when you're eating it with people. You make it and then having a good conversation. It does.
Sure. And you have different ideas about how to season and what variations to make and what to make
the menu from.
I got
a question real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Out of everything, what's more scarier than three people?
Three people?
Yeah.
It depends on which three people. You can have one scary. You know, it's a very scary thing. A 3-month-old baby, not even 3 month, no, 2-month-old, no, no, screaming at the top of their lungs, and they still want to stop, even if you fed them and cleaned them, and it's that's scary. That's scary.
What's really scary?
They start trembling, shaking, turning colors.
What's really scary is Three Witches from 1993.
Oh, the Sanderson sisters. I put a spell on you, and now you're mine. I did that whole scene. It was so fun last year. We did it for the lip sync. I had a play that I wrote called Revival of the Fittest in 2005 because I was tired of all that vulgar stuff that guys were coming out with, calling women out of their name, and the whole brutal thug thing where everybody had to look like they wanted to kill somebody when nobody really wanted to die. They just wanted to be in style. And it was promoted to a lot of these producers that violence among ourselves was going to be the style. So folks just climbed on it. And I wrote a whole play because I didn't like that. And you can't just tell teenage boys. I couldn't just say, don't do that. Stop sagging your pants. Don't talk like... They said, no, man, that's the beat, man. It's just popping beat. I said, look, we got to have something else besides jumping up and down to whatever's popping. We got to have more a sense of integrity, a little bit of, you know, appreciation of our own sense of dignity and pride, you know. So I wrote a whole play, Revival of the Fittest, and we brought back movement music from the past. We brought back the 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s. We had the Temptations. We had Billie Holiday. We had James Brown, all these crooners, Billy Eckstein. We had the Beatles, Frank Sinatra. We had the Duke Ellington Orchestra, the Glenn Miller Orchestra. We just had all these people from the past, and we brought them all back. And when that happened, my kids transformed into something different, and I was so happy.
Milandu sounded like a great cast.
No, it was fantastic.
Yeah.
And we saw it, like, it was a very big cast. All my productions have very big casts. Everybody wants to be on board. We do a huge costume thing and scenery. And when the Temptations came on, when the curtain opened for the Temptations, ding, 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 they did My Girl, the audience was screaming like it was them. It's like they get into it. The audiences know how to respond to what you're offering them. And they realize, you know, that people were dressed nicely because they had to be like Nat King Cole and all them looking like they did in their time. So what you end up with is my son Milandu, who is known as Young Paris, King Paris. He started wearing blazer suits and fly gear, and now he's known as an influencer in the fashion world, in music. And then none of them sagged anymore since then. They all just changed their ways and just had more pride in their presence. You can teach a lot through stories. Theater is stories, and you create the mood. So, I hope I see y'all later on at the party. Will you come?
Oh, yeah, we're coming.
Huh?
That's the reason we're not doing the show, actually, because we're going to be there.
Yeah, yeah. And also, there are things I'd like you to come and do at the Hudson Clubhouse, just to come on down there, just to bring your energy. We have a young adult room now.
Oh, yeah, I don't.
Opened yesterday. I know. I saw you there. And, you know, come and just hang out. They got games and just a very nice place to make it yours, like paint on the walls and bring your art, bring your music, bring your sense of your character and personality and make it live, you know what I mean? Liven it up. Make it yours. I just love that clubhouse space. I'm going to try to talk to the people in charge and see about, you know, my dream of convincing them not to tear it down. It's just a wonderful space for a community gathering center, you know?
I like to see that. I know what you mean.
I'd love
it's
to see that.
A good community center.
Yeah.
That's how I always describe the clubhouse to people who don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Like, that's how you got to do it.
It's like a home away from home. And it's so well located, like right there at the bottom of Warren. So many kids hang out there anyway. Come on in. You'll make it yours. It's a safe place. You could do all kind of activities there. They can propose programming, and we'll bring it up. Fishing came because they asked for it. Boxing, they wanted it. We went and got that for them. This thing going on.
I'm very excited for when we spray on the wall because I want to do graffiti art.
Come on with it, man. Come on. So we got to get it. So what you do is give a list.
Do you want to elaborate that for anybody who's listening?
Yes. Well, because of the conditions by which we're renting that space, which is supposed to be taken down, you can paint right on the walls. And in fact, if you want to take your painting with you, if it is torn down, you cut that piece of wall out and leave and stick it to your regular wall.
Yeah, tell me that isn't cool. You can take a piece of wall.
Give me a piece of this.
As a little artist.
Give me a piece of that wall. But I'm hoping, you know, that they don't tear it down. I mean, maybe to the left or the other side where they don't. But I would think that they should be an arcade. They used to have an arcade in Hudson.
Yeah, if they keep it up, it will be like a nice mural, too.
Way back, the corner of 5th and Warren was a big open space. I think there was an arcade there. But even if not, they need to have it where you can come do gaming and all that kind of stuff and just be a kid's place, young adult place, have a place. You can have parties and all that there. You know, I'm going to be doing movies, projecting movies outside on my... I have a movie screen. And I'm going to be using our projector and show movies where, like, you know how all those kids sit on that wall? Well, it could be driving or walk along the street and see. Because right there at the clubhouse, outside, I'll set up the projector and the screen, and people can be coming by. Like, you know how those kids always sit on that wall, that long wall? Well, imagine having a movie you can sit there and watch it. Or bring some chairs down and watch it. You know, and it's the bathroom
outside
there.
Outside movies do get different.
I love the drive-in movies.
Especially Kusaki? Like when it's starting to get dark out.
I like the drive-in. We grew up with drive-in.
Maybe we can go with the Halloween theme, too, and play some spooky
movies. Oh, spooky
movies.
There. Yeah, just being there would be spooky.
Yeah, during the night. With the
It's already spooky.
Movie,
right?
It'd be great if it was just raining, thundering.
And some bears, you know.
Outside, it's just raining.
Bears, just bear walking around looking at each other's car. You know, was it snacks, any leftovers, you know. But a real live bear.
This is very off topic, but I really need a room.
Talk to Nelly. She's right down the street. You know Nelly over there by the juice branch. Nelly, she has all it's called good hair. She does that.
Yeah.
She even does the crocheting and the wrapping, all that.
Yeah.
She can hook a brother up.
She did my hair. I need good hair.
Yeah, go ahead.
She started my hair.
Oh, nice. So when is the tracks next finale? We enjoyed the last ones. We came to a couple.
I have no idea.
No idea.
I'm not in it. It's gonna be in December.
December, so we have time.
Yeah, December. It's gonna I'm not sure exactly what date in September. Some things are still being finalized. But we're getting the theme down. I think we're going to do a little bit, another announcement. Theme of, yeah, we're going to do an announcement of that soon, I think.
I'd like to know.
We're going to keep it in the shadows right now.
And then let us know when it's time. Oh, yeah. I'm thinking of, I have a student who came to the last one, and she likes to dance.
Yeah.
So if she could even be in it, that would be fun.
That
to
would
let
be
her
great.
Get in on
anybody
the ground
who
floor.
Wants to be heard, anybody who wants to have their voice heard and perform with us, you want to come down.
Wow. And yeah, likewise, come on to Hudson. We have a percussion ensemble, but we have a performance coming up. We're having a Giving Thanks Feast at the clubhouse on the 22nd of November. Everybody's welcome. We're going to cook the dinner starting on Monday, and we're going to serve it on Tuesday. So you're welcome to come on. We're going to be making all kinds of their favorites from the whole year and featuring my award-winning, stop, but I say it all slowly, apple banana pie.
Okay, that sounds really good.
It is so good. It is the best.
I just had a thought in my head, but like when you said apple banana pie, that's the only thing I could focus on. I forgot what I was going to say.
That's all I heard.
Yeah, it just everything, the world stops.
Oh, yeah, what I was going to say. Hello, everybody.
If you banana pie?
No. Apple banana. I won a prize for that pie at a pie contest. It was considered. They gave it a name. Yeah, that's a good one. That's why I said when I wanted to try something too. They said they called a tropical local fusion.
When are you gonna make it?
Ooh,
I'll be
that's
making
a good
it
name.
I'll make it for the Giving Thanks Feast, but I'm gonna make it for my adult children. The 22nd of December. I'll make several of those. November. Excuse me very much.
Okay.
It's Tuesday the 22nd of November.
Okay. Well, I only got to wait a month.
And anybody
that's still mad for.
Who's
and,
listening?
And while
now.
We're at it, I have another announcement because I've been invited to be the storyteller. You know I am a storyteller. Yeah. And I'll be doing the storytelling at the bonfire at State Historic Site Olana on the 17th of December.
Oh, Olana is so great.
Yeah, December.
Such a good view.
There's a lot going on. There's a whole lot of stuff going on. And as we are speaking now, they're probably planning new stuff. Because the season is coming on with a lot of events. Winter Walk is coming out.
Oh, my God. I forgot
We're going to be out there playing drums like we do every year. In the whatever freezing, we're going to be out there just having everybody warm up when they walk by us and dance. Oh.
The Winter Walk is always a vibe. Yeah.
Somebody came by and donated to the clubhouse a lot of gourds, like small calabash.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, I got
so
you.
So what's going to happen, as they dry, we're going to have a session where we're going to string beads on them. They'll become, we call it shekere.
I want to be a part of the drum.
Yeah, so be part of the drum. It's going to be shekere. We're going to have a whole ensemble.
So
everybody will have a different part.
So I got a question. How do I be a part of that?
Come there.
You just go.
Just be there.
So anybody listening right now, this is 90.7 FM.
Word.
You are listening to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting on 90.7 FM.
Hello.
Catskill Clubhouse is at 455 Main Street. If you want to come on down, you want to tell
at
us
Hudson,
the location of yours.
Hudson Clubhouse is 11 Warren Street, right at the bottom of Warren, where after it is the Kasuri store and then Front Street. So you're right at the bottom of Warren in Hudson, New York. You can't miss it. It's a low building with that big wall going all the whole block. And you can see, if you look into it, you can see that there's art on the wall. And we're very proud of that. That's mostly the art of the young people. And we've had, if you were here May 1st, at the opening of our Spring Affair Garden Party, you saw over 100 pieces of original art by the youth who attend Clubhouse. And they were able to monetize themselves by actually trading their work, selling their work. So what we wanted to do have the young people be able to express themselves and make some money. They did it again at the Juneteenth in June. And they're going to be at the Farm and Flea.
So
that is cool. Giving artists
opportunity to express
themselves.
And monetize.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's right.
So.
Oh, the Addams Family. You already know. Another favorite. I grew up with this stuff.
Really?
Yeah. Carolyn Jones and what was her name? Gomez. What was his name? I forget the name now. But I used to love that show. And they used to compete with the Munsters. And I always thought the Addams Family was much more slick than the Munsters.
This
Family.
Whenever I think of like monsters and ghouls, I think of Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, I know what you mean. The word ghoul
but like,
and Scooby-Doo.
But like, the first thing I think of like Shaggy with red. Like, I think of that. Like, when Shaggy would wear a red shirt and Scooby. Like, When it would be a show with just Scooby and Shaggy. I don't think of them.
Who's your favorite Scooby-Doo character?
Did you see the movie?
Which one?
The Scooby-Doo movie.
I think it was like a show.
It was a regular show, but they made a movie out of it.
Yeah.
There's a few.
I want to see the sequel of the Avatar movie with the actual people, not the cartoon. They did a movie of Avatar. I want to see it. Because the Fire Lord's daughter is going to be the one now. I want to see what's going to happen with that.
Wait, I'm confused on what Avatar.
Avatar was the airbender, firebender,
that Avatar.
I didn't know what we're talking about.
Oh, okay,
not the blue people. I want to see that one too.
I thought you guys
not
were talking
lame
about the blue people.
We're talking about the good Avatar.
The Avatar with that young boy with the mark on his head, and he was
something about the live action one.
The live action one. My kids didn't like it either, but I did like the story, and I want to see how they follow it up.
His name is Aang.
I know. They made other mistakes too, but that's not the point.
Can enjoy a good
I wanted
series.
To enjoy the story. Anytime you hear a story, there can be some variation, even some error. But I want to know how they're going to follow up.
There were so many inconsistent things in that story. It's like the way they story told it.
They did it too fast. They threw it together. You can see some of it was thrown together.
Like, you're making things that don't make
making
sense.
Stuff up.
Like, you're making things along the road.
I thought it had the two poi, the two fish. The people didn't realize that was the most powerful thing that in the other, they were trying to find them. And it was something you wouldn't even imagine would be so powerful because they're so meek and, you know, like mild, just swimming in there, not minding their business. But meanwhile, they are these powerful spirits, which is a reality we should acknowledge. Big things do come in small packages. And we don't acknowledge those small packages as being powerful.
Speaking of Avatar, I want to see the new Avatar.
The blue people? Yeah, I do too. I do too.
In the trailer, I thought it was so amazing.
Really? I want to see the blue people.
I only remember it super vaguely.
The movie? See the first one first, and then go see the second one.
It wasn't about like a bunch of people on. Give me like
a planet of their own.
And then the
people who like.
It's all coming back. I know.
The military people wanted to take. Mm-hmm. And they pretended to give them something in exchange for what they had. But really, the one who was crippled and he got to be able to move around when he became an avatar only, he said, look, there's nothing that we have that they want. So let it go. But the point was, they didn't care that the people didn't want anything they were given. They just wanted what they wanted from those people. That's like what they're doing over along the world. They want the minerals. They don't care if you don't want anything from them.
They
want
to enslave them.
They still want to take. They want to steal anyway. But anyway, that's just what's happening. You got to check out and see for yourself what's going on. But the Avatar, they fought back. Even the animals fought back. Remember how it ended?
Yeah.
Even the animals turned up. They started knocking stuff over. I was like, wow, you want to save our planet. Wow. I want to see it. You should see it again, Noah, if you don't remember.
I think I'll watch it.
Watch it.
Hey,
watch
maybe
it.
That could be one of the movies that we have.
Do you have movie nights here too?
Maybe that's something
we were supposed to. We were supposed to.
That sounds.
I was
sounds
supposed to set it up, got distracted, and it never happened.
Well, then make it happen. Today's another day. We have movie nights, but it evolved. It started out just once in a while. I had kids come over at my house. They wanted to watch a movie because they loved to come to my house.
I remember that.
And then I started having. More often. I was like, it's not every Friday. Give me some days to myself. But they really like it. So we started having it every Friday. And now, after several years, they want to make it where it's, they call it the chill zone, where you can watch movies or make snacks or play games or, you know, chill, make art. So it's whatever you like.
Lack of better words.
That's what's happening.
Chill.
It's so popular. It got to be so popular now that I don't get home until 11.
I'm trying to go to sleep. Wakes up.
I'm over here waiting for everybody to get tired. They're never tired.
You're trying to chill home on a Friday night.
It's not going to happen.
You forget one time. You're like, oh, wait, I have a movie day today.
You know, just like once you open to something that's really interesting, and this is my issue because I have a lot of children and I know what it means when somebody's inspired or somehow that encourages them or enlightens them. You see somebody painting on the wall where usually that same person might not be involved in socializing. Something makes you know it's incumbent upon you to keep that going. It's your role. When you see you reach someone and that's making a big difference in how they animate their day and they enjoy being more involved, enjoy being more invested, you got to keep it going. You can't really stop. So the time isn't so much an issue as it is that after I'm all finished and I clean it up and get home,
I'm kind of winded.
Right.
I'm not getting any younger here. But it's fun for me, too, so I can't complain. I do enjoy it. So, you're about to be...
Yeah.
We actually...
Wrap it.
We're about to wrap this up. I just want to say thank you.
Oh, I'm so...
Thank you for coming.
I'm thankful to be invited. Every time I come here, I have a good time. I'm thankful to be invited.
That's what we mean. Everybody's always welcome.
I discovered, and I learned something new. I didn't know you had a dimple in your chin like my son. Isn't that cute?
That was random.
I know what you're talking about.
That was so random.
Yeah, no, but that's...
I was like, wait, do I?
No, you do. No, I have issue with dimple because my family, it runs in my family, but I'm the one didn't get them. So I always blame my sister, Georgette. She has double dimples. I was like, what did you do? Why? I mean, you're my sister. How you gonna? How you gonna do that?
I don't have a dimple on my cheek.
You have a dimple on your cheeks.
Yeah,
but down your chin.
I don't have a dimple.
My new grandson has dimples. Well, I have two new grandsons, but one has dimples.
Congratulations,
baby. He has dimples in the cheeks and his chin. I said, come on, dude. That's like overdoing it. You might be too cute, but yes, dimples in both cheeks and the chin. And the other one is so beautiful too, and studious, so focused all the time. I said, like, so
that's
we have
cool.
One grandson, Iohei, and the other grandson is Koa, and they're. If you're in Hudson anytime from November 12th to the 19th, you will see all 10 of our children will be there. And
that's
most of the grandkids are going to be there.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it is.
That's a lot of people.
It's a lot of love.
Well,
thank
big
you.
Big shout out.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for this moment of having some gathering and, you know, fellowship. I really appreciate it.
Now,
I'll see you all later.
Would love to take us out. Our lovely host.
Me?
Yes.
Yeah, sorry. Hello, everybody. Long day, but you're looking at your clock. You're looking at your watches.
I don't have one, but I do have a hair tie.
And if you don't have a watch or a clock, if you got a hair tie, like my man, Shamani here.
I have my mental.
We're here to tell you that it is approaching the end of our show.
Yes,
we're not sure where time it is was going to be for you exactly. We're doing everything at a different time. Phoebes will help you with that. But... that was our show, and see you soon, everybody.
See ya.
See ya.
Bye, yo.
Hope you have a great Halloween. I'm a ghoul.
And I intend to break this off, cause I'ma show ya how I'm a rider for the flow and I'm a lover for the things I can't control. Now we gonna lose the plot to feel the depth deep in the dark, then rise and conquer. They wanna know about how you do that, that it got them cause I'm free. Princess became louder, but me not a whisper. Light up where I ride up.
gold teeth, pro freak. But she get good though at the front. We let them girls move. Set it to regular, regular, never impressing. I wanna reach her. I mess with her head when I'm testing her. Now she ain't mine. I'm like, who the fuck is it? She know I'm not people, I'm busy. Now she and her making the second decision. Bad, greet my scope. My old wanna come back, say no, but I'm glad that she reached out.
Thanks for calling.
Cool, whip it like Tyrese. I be doing magic, hit a tall girl on my tippy toes, still no crease. On my shoes, calling my heritage. Cause I rock forces, stood on foot. The hernia ain't for me. She put that dick in her, I put one in her. As we go, we're scratching by some bitch, we gon' care. Every time she put that dick in her, I put one in her. As we go, we're scratching by some bitch, we gon' care.